Welcome to the Candles and Conversation podcast, where we delve into the dynamic intersection of entrepreneurship, lifestyle, and current events tailored specifically for the modern professional woman. Join us as we explore the multifaceted journey of success, balancing the demands of business with the essence of personal fulfillment. And I am your host, Chantel, founder and CEO of Fluescence, and thanks for joining me. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Candles in Conversation podcast. I am your host, Chantel. I am the founder and CEO of Fluescence. Fluescence is a candle and home fragrance brand that promotes relaxation and well-being to professional women who wear many hats, who have demanding schedules. You are an auntie, you're a mom, you're a sister, you are the boss, you're all the things, and you need candles to help you relax and de-stress from those many roles and many hats that you wear. So anyways, I am so excited about today's episode. I'm excited about all of these episodes, and I hope that these episodes are bringing some type of value to your life and enhances, you know, your life, and you feel like you don't feel like you've wasted your time. So hopefully, you know, let me know. Let me know how these podcast episodes, how they are. I'd love your feedback. And, you know, if you have any subject matter that you would like me to talk about, I would love to hear it. Now, just to let you know, all of these episodes, you will not be hearing me ramble on and on. I will have special guests on these episodes. It's different podcasting by yourself sometimes, because you don't have that other person to feed off of. But I also like being, you know, I get to talk about the things that I'm truly passionate about, and I get to get out my, you know, get my points out and let you know what I'm feeling. And sometimes when you're podcasting with other people, you know, you have a lot of, it's a three-way, four-way conversation, two-way conversation, however many people you have on the panel, it can get kind of busy. So, anyways, today's topic, is about four entrepreneur lessons I learned from Kendrick Lamar's The Pop Out concert last night. Now, unless you've been hiding under a rock, Kendrick Lamar put on a phenomenal Juneteenth concert in, I believe it was in Compton, California, wherever the Kia Forum is, Compton, I think it is. And it was Kendrick and friends. So he had people that, you know, his friends, they were performing, people that he's done features with. It was an amazing, amazing show. Now, in full transparency, I missed the live airing because I was caught up in watching my other shows that I have not been able to catch up on. So, I saw promo for this this concert on Facebook, on Instagram, and surely I forgot that it was on, and I was scrolling Facebook, and people were commenting about the concert. I was like, oh shoot, totally forgot about the concert. So by the time I tuned in, he was already on his last song, or the sixth encore of They Not Like Us, which is my absolute favorite song. So if you haven't watched it, Amazon said y'all ain't getting no replay over here. So take yourself over to YouTube. And that's what I did. I took myself over to YouTube. And shout out to the person who posted the stream on there, because that's where I found it. So I was able to watch the replay. I enjoyed every bit of it. I wish I would have watched it live, but it is what it is. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. So if you're into, and he's one of my favorite rap artists anyway, I've seen him live before here, and amazing show. If somebody was to say, give me your top five people you want to see live, he would be on my list, of course, besides Beyonce. So I'm going to get into today's episode of some lessons learned from Kendrick Lamar's concert last night. Yeah, that was today's Monday. Yep, Sunday, Juneteenth. Wait, what's today? Oh my gosh. Yesterday was Juneteenth. I'm totally out of it. Oh my goodness. Anyways, that's another thing I like about this podcast. You're going to get the raw and uncut stuff. It's very little editing unless it's like a really big mistake or something crazy, but you're going to get it all. So there are some lessons I learned from that concert last night. And one of the biggest lessons, they're in no particular order. One's not more important than the other. Marketing is king. When I tell you the way this Drake Kendrick beef has been displayed on social media, it has definitely increased the brand awareness for both. More so Kendrick, because I think even though Kendrick, I feel like he has notoriety, Drake is a little bit more mainstream. So I think it really boosted Kendrick's, you know, he's a dope artist. Like like I said, his music, I love his music's timeless and I love his music. And he really speaks to, you know, the things that I value, which is the Black community and the strengthening of the Black community, the preservation of the Black community, and just having deep roots within the Black community. And so I admire that message that you often hear in his music. But I think for this particular situation, I think it really increased his brand awareness and really put him, you know, and I don't say that to take away from anything, because I think he's already been a name. You know, he's a name in itself. I don't know when people, if you're into hip hop or rap, you hear Kendrick Lamar, most people know who he is. So I'm not trying to say like Drake is bigger than him or anything, but I do think Drake has a little bit more mainstream appeal than Kendrick does. So with that being said, I said four lessons learned, but actually I think it's more like five or six. And as things come to me and come in my head, I'll probably elaborate on those two. So the first one is, like I said, marketing. I think this was a great marketing. I don't know. A lot of people have been saying that Kendrick's coming out with a new album. He's also coming out with a video for Not Like Us video for the song. I'm sorry. So I feel like that this whole thing has been really good marketing for whatever projects he has coming after this whole Drake thing. So the lesson I learned from that is I should always be in a position where I am putting myself out there, marketing my business, marketing my products. You're just constantly putting your foot on the gas and you keep going. And oftentimes when we have a viral moment, or for makers or business owners who go viral, you have to keep building on that momentum. And so that's what Kendrick was doing. He's building on the momentum of that song and this beef with Drake to promote his concert, which, you know, everybody was talking about. So again, that's the lesson I learned from that, is like when you have a good thing going, or you go viral, or if you have a product that's really getting people's attention, you need to build on that momentum for the next thing. So I think that really showed me as an entrepreneur on how to constantly, you know, build on the momentum of my business. When things are going well, you need to constantly build on that momentum, opposed to just kind of getting comfortable and thinking that, you know, it's gonna keep, I don't have to do anything to keep the momentum going. We definitely have to keep that momentum going. And as we can see, He turned a negative situation to something positive. He brought the community together. So I truly admire his ability to market himself, market his music and his team as well. And then take that and then add other things to it to involve the community. As you can see, I don't know if those of you who are on social media, his songs pretty much took over the entire social. They all went viral, and everyone, this last song, Not Like Us, really changed. It shifted the culture to me. And everyone singing it, you have people in different music genres remixing it. So it really shows his impact, and it shows that this is what people have been waiting for. This is what, you know, everyone gets to, everyone, you may not necessarily be a hip hop or rap fan, or you may not necessarily listen to it often, but you still, it went viral. So even if you're not that person, you can still be a part of this moment. And so that's one thing that I can truly appreciate about all of this, is that it really, the marketing behind this is something that I feel really shows the true impact of entrepreneurship when it's done right. So, and again, I understand we're not in Kendrick's position. We're not in Drake's position. They're celebrities. So they have a different type of backing that we don't have. So I get it, but we can still take lessons and apply those lessons to our own businesses. So let's go to number two. Community matters. I love with this pop-out concert, it was more about the community of Los Angeles and the sub-communities within Los Angeles, Watts, the Bay Area. Who am I forgetting? Compton. All of those artists that were on stage were from California, some sector. They were either from, most of them were from Compton or LA, some part of LA. So I loved how he brought the community together, and most importantly, he brought the Bloods and the Crips together, because if any of you have any type of knowledge about LA gangs, years ago, it used to be a really hectic time in LA because the gangs were at war. So if you were a Blood, you didn't come over in, you know, Crip territory and vice versa. It was just a lot. So the fact that he was able to let to those, and it shows his impact as well, because those men were able to put aside their differences and for one cause, for this cause, was to be for the pop-out concert. It was more than just a concert or a Drake diss or anything like that. He made it more about the community. And the community showed love to him. When you show love to your community, the community will show love back to you. The community will have your back. I've seen so many times where people, business owners, have been attacked, and their community stands up for them. You know why? Because that business owner has served their community so well that when they're like family, it's almost like for those of us who have, you know, family members that, you know, we're close to. And if somebody messes with your family, you're going to stand up for them. You're going to have their back. Your friends, you're going to have their back. People that you care about. So when your community, when you show up for your community is going to show up for you. And that's what I love about what happened with this concert, was that the community, it was community oriented. The people that were there were from the audience. They're from the community. Hey, this is my give back to you. Yes, he probably wanted to capitalize off of what was going on, but I think it was more, for him, it was more important to be about his community. Drake didn't do that. And that's what sets him apart. That's what sets Kendrick apart. He said, you know what? Yeah, this is based off of a negative situation. Some ugly things were said, but now I'm going to turn this into something positive and have these local artists that are known to the Los Angeles area that a lot of people may not know. I'm going to put them on a world stage. Did you guys see the impact of how these other artists that were on stage who might not have been as well known, the impact that this moment had for them? Do you guys understand how they were on a world stage? And I don't know what the numbers were for that concert, the viewership. I'm pretty sure it was sky high. So these people who many, probably nobody knew about, they're now on a world stage with Kendrick Lamar. It was a beautiful thing. So yes, community matters. So as an entrepreneur, you need to make it about your community. And it is not hard to do. Let them know you care. Let them know you appreciate them. Let them know, hey, I want to give back. Here's a special discount because you're a return customer. You've shown me love. You've purchased my products. In your emails, hey, everybody, I want to let you know I'm thankful for all of the support you guys have reshared. I have people that reshare my content, and it's just like, y'all don't have to do that for me, but I appreciate that. Your community will look out for you if you look out for them. I guarantee you, your community will not look out for you if you don't look out for them. They're going to be like, oh well. So that was number two, community matters. And this is kind of like a part two, number two, which would be put other people on. I kind of spoke on how Kendrick put on other local artists within the community, the LA community. And when I say LA, I'm talking about everybody from wherever they're from. I'm including them in LA. So just for the sake of this conversation. So he put on other people again, who may not have ever been on a world stage like that. So I think that was commendable. And as it relates to you as an entrepreneur, us as entrepreneurs, we need to put other people on. If we're making it and we're doing well, and we see another can, if I see another candle maker trying to get on, I'm gonna reach out. I'm gonna do, and they reach out to me saying, hey, I'm trying to learn how to make candles. I need a mentor. Yes, I got you. I'm gonna put you on. Whether it's through mentorship, whether it's through collaboration, whatever it is, I'm going to put you on. And there's nothing wrong with putting another person on in the community. That's what we're supposed to do. That's how we build up the community, is because each one teach one. If I teach you how to make candles, now you can make candles. You can build for yourself. You can be a successful candle maker like me. And then that person's going to teach somebody. And then look what we have. We have a community of people who are making things, and they're building their own businesses, and they're doing the great things that they're fulfilling their dreams and goals. That's what it's all about. So don't be afraid to put other people on. It's not going to take away from your business because you're putting on somebody and you're letting them know, and you're teaching them how to make candles. People do teach candle making classes all the time. Everyone's not going to make their own candle. Some people just want to do it just for a pastime. They're not trying to make it into a business. They just want to know how to do it. And if they decide to make their own candles, so be it. I make my own candles, and guess what? I buy other people's candles. See how that works? So don't be afraid to put other people on. That's what makes us great as business owners, is putting other people on. So number four, collaborate. I know a lot of times people say, well, the marketing and the industry, the candle industry, the home fragrance industry is saturated. Everybody's doing it. True. COVID really changed and switched it up for a lot of candle makers, and it is what it is. Like, it's nothing, you know, that's just what happens. Sometimes things like that happen in business. So what we need to do, when we know that we're in an industry that is very saturated, you have to stand out, and you have to figure out how you're going to stand out. So a lot of times what people do, other business owners do, is collaborate with other people who have complementary products. So if I make candles, I might collaborate with someone from the home decor industry. So like an interior designer, I would collaborate with someone in that industry to promote my candles. Meanwhile, they're promoting their home decor business. So, and if you want, you can also, if you're a skincare person, or a person that makes skincare products, you can collaborate with the makeup artist. Hey, this is what you need to do. This can be a part of your makeup routine, you know, moisturizing your skin before you apply makeup. I have a friend, Nikki from Bubble Babes. She has a special soap that you use for your makeup brushes. So you can she would collaborate with the makeup artist. Hey, this is, This is my brush me off soap. This is a soap that's going to clean your brushes and make your brush get all the, it's antibacterial, gets all the bacteria and stuff that comes on the brushes from applying makeup, from our skin, all those good things. And I believe she has makeup influencers who have promoted her product. So again, you can do those things. You can collaborate with people within your community and your, you know, the makers community, I like to call them, and collaborate. And you guys are both of you are helping the other person build, because now you've introduced yourself to a new audience, vice versa. And number five, you guys, mentorship, get a mentor. one of the things from the concert, I want to say it wasn't last night, it was a couple days ago. One of the things I saw was when Dr. Dre showed up, which was totally unexpected. I think that spoke to how Kendrick views Dr. Dre as a mentor to him and someone that he looks up to and someone that has helped him in, you know, as he came into the industry. And as entrepreneurs, we need people who can help guide us, because entrepreneurship has many challenges. It's not easy. And mentors are there to help us navigate the rough waters of entrepreneurship, to let us know, hey, you're doing a good job. Hey, this is where I see that you can make some adjustments. These are things that, you know, or if we're having, you know, we need to vent, or we're having a bad day, a mentor is there to help guide you and to be that person that's going to hold your hand as you are going through this. Because I know when I first started, my mentor came from the SBA, the Small Business Association, and she was free. Their mentors are free. Now, I don't know if they still have this program. I assume they do, but I don't know. This was about 7 years ago. So when I had my mentor, who was phenomenal, I can't speak enough about Nancy. She was an amazing mentor. She helped me see things differently, because I came into entrepreneurship not knowing much about it. All I knew was that I wanted to be an entrepreneur and I wanted to make my own candles and make my own skincare products. And I came in with a fixed mindset, and she helped me go from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. And I still have notes from when I first met with her. She helped me create a business plan. She helped me, you know, figure out my how much money do I make when I make one jar of shea butter? You know, my numbers. She helped me with all of that stuff, because I would not have been able to do it on my own, or it would have taken longer because I would have been searching around for it. And back then, when I started in 2016, we didn't have as much as we have now. Now there's not too many places you can't find people who are business strategists, consultants, who can help you with that. But before, you really had to you were lucky to have somebody that could, either you knew it on your own, or if you had somebody that could help you, you were, you know, that's pretty much how it was. So having this person, you know, I was meeting with her after work. I was leaving my 9 to 5, going to meet her. And I apologize, you guys, I'm coming over. This is one cold that has taken me out. And so this is a labor of love, y'all, because I'm talking and then I start coughing. And it's a mess. So anyways, the show must go on. And so being, you know, again, that was a sacrifice I had to, you know, I was leaving my 9 to 5, going to meet her after work at a restaurant. And we just had conversations that would last for hours. And that truly helped me. So we need mentors. And I feel like that was Kendrick's give back. Hey, you know, and that was his and Dr. Dre's give back. You know, Dr. Dre don't show up for everybody. So that speaks to the kind of person Kendrick is. Dr. Dre does not show up for everybody. He'll do a little pop out every now and again. And I guess he really put the emphasis in pop out, because that's exactly what he did. So anyways, I feel like it was a beautiful thing to see Kendrick and Dr. Dre on the same stage, because it was kind of like the mentor and the mentee. And it shows Kendrick's growth. And I felt like Dr. Dre probably looked at Kendrick like his son and was like, I'm so proud. You know, this is a proud moment, because he really brought L.A. together. And I just took a lot of gems from that, because it goes beyond. It transcends rap beef. This was something that Kendrick took. And he reminds me a lot of Nipsey. Nipsey was good in that way, too. You know, you take something that's negative and you can make it I'm going to take this and flip it and make this a thing that's going to be more positive than negative. And so I feel like that's what he did successfully, is taking lemons and making lemonade. And as entrepreneurs, we have to do that as well. We have to take lemons and make lemonade, because this journey is definitely not for the faint of heart. It is for the strong. It is for those who are persistent. It is for those who know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. There won't always be good days. There won't always be bad days. We just have to keep persevering as entrepreneurs. And it doesn't hurt to look at what other people are doing and asking them what the secret to success is. And if you don't ask them directly, look at how they're, look at their social media, look at that, look at how they communicate to their people. Look at, you can do, you don't have to copy them, but just look at inspirational aspects of how they show up. And then you take that and you add your own flavor to it. And then you can be yourself. Like Kendrick, he's in his own box. He's in his own, there's no other Kendricks out there. There are no other Kendricks out there. And that goes for Beyonce. That goes for Michael Jackson. They're one of one. You're not going to find somebody else that's going to do. Now, there are people who might have that likeness, or they can have, oh, I can see them coming up, or they're being influenced by. But there's not going to be another Michael Jackson. I can tell you that. Now, people often compare Chris Brown to Michael Jackson because they have similarities, but there will never be another Michael Jackson. There will never be another Beyonce. And that's just what it is, because they have crafted their talent and they have branded themselves to where they are the only, that when you think of Beyonce, you're thinking just Beyonce. You don't think about people who are like her. You think of us, she's the real deal. So with that, I'm going to end with, I am thankful for these lessons. I'm thankful for the gems that I receive in entrepreneurship, because it really helps me move forward and helps me look at things differently, and how I can show up differently, and how I can be one of one. I can be that person that people are like, oh, yep, I'm not. I know who Floessence is. She's the girl that does X, Y, and Z. I know who this person is. That's the girl that does this, this, and this. So, I'm going to end with that. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you who have taken out the time to listen to my podcast, hear me rant about stuff. I'm looking forward to the next episodes that I will be dropping. And let me tell you, this is definitely something that I have been wanting to do for a while. And I finally stepped out and did it, because I have put podcasting on the shelf for a long time. I haven't done a podcast in years. So thank you. I hope everyone has an amazing day. And I'm going to talk to you soon. Bye.